From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's Monday, April 5th. I'm Marco Werman. Today, attempts to cool off the feud between Afghan President Hamid Karzai and the White House appear to be going nowhere. But attempts to cool off the planet might be going somewhere. And that's just what worries this man. He says the researchers who've come up with technological quick fixes to climate change meant what they said.
They were clear-thinking, responsible, highly cited scientists, some of the giants in the field. And that's really scary.
Now this news.
BBC News with Ian Purden. Pakistani militants have launched their first attack in 5 years on a United States facility in the country. The local Taliban say they carried out the assault on the US consulate in Peshawar. 7 people, including all 4 attackers, were killed. The White House has strongly condemned the attacks. From Islamabad, Alastair Leithhead reports.
Police said 4 heavily armed men in 2 cars had tried to smash their way into the US consulate. A gun battle broke out. They threw grenades into the compound, but did not reach their target. In all, there were 3 large explosions. Guards at the consulate checkpost were killed, as were the attackers. The first on a US facility in Pakistan in 5 years. And it comes after a statement from militants linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda said they'd focus more on military and foreign targets.
Earlier, at least 43 people were killed and dozens wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a political rally in Lower Deer District in northwestern Pakistan. The event, which was attended by hundreds of people, was organised by the largely secular Awami National Party, which strongly opposes the Taliban and other Islamist militants and has been targeted before. Forces from the United Nations and the Congolese Army have secured an airport in the northwest of the Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy fighting. On Sunday, at least 100 armed men attacked the capital of Equateur province, Mbandaka, killing a UN soldier and a local civilian. Thomas Fessy reports from Kinshasa.
The airport was retaken on Monday morning after a new joint offensive between Congolese and UN troops. Both sides have now confirmed that operations are underway around the airport and the provincial capital to find the insurgents. The authorities haven't yet said how many people were killed. A UN spokesman in Kinshasa says that a few fighters have been arrested by the Congolese police, but the number of insurgents detained is still unknown. The Congolese army is expected to send an assessment mission in the coming days to decide whether reinforcement is needed.
A judge in Thailand has said the government can evict protesters from the commercial centre of the capital, Bangkok, without a special court order. The government had applied for the measure, but the court said existing legislation gave the authorities the necessary powers. Red shirt demonstrators have settled in for another night of mass protests in central Bangkok, where they brought business to a standstill. As many as 115 people have been pulled out alive from a coal mine in northern China, more than a week after being trapped by a flood. Anxious relatives and friends cheered as the men were brought to the surface one by one. Some of the miners survived by strapping themselves to the mine walls with their belts. They're very weak and severely hydrated. World News from the BBC. The party of the murdered South African white supremacist Eugene Terreblanche has retracted a threat to take revenge for his death after senior ANC officials paid their respects to the Terreblanche family and President Zuma called for calm. A spokesman for the AWB party, Peter Steyn, said that no member of his organisation would engage in any form of violence.
In the heat of the moment yesterday, certain statements was made and I would like to subtract those statements. It is the philosophy of the AWB that no member will engage in any form of violence or intimidation or racial slandering or anything of that matter.
Police say Mr. Terreblanche's murder at his farm on Saturday was caused by a...